When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Win it on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
Santa with a good block. Look at Grover. Touch the home run. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Welcome to Six Rings and Football Things. Megan Adelini here with Justin Turpin, and we come to you from day six of Patriots training camp. The hottest one yet, second day in pads. And I think what we would agree, Terp, was an up and down day for the offense. A struggle in sevens, the 7v7 portion of today, where Drake May looked inaccurate, inconsistent, but a nice bounce back in team drills in 11v11, those competitive periods, especially very much towards the very end of practice.
Yeah, for Drake, it seemed like he was just missing throws, throws that he usually makes. And at times, he looked a little bit frustrated. There was one that he missed in the first team period that he came over and just kind of swung his helmet to the side after. He didn't throw the helmet, but you could tell he was pretty frustrated with himself just for missing throws. Throws that he's very capable of making that we've seen him make even throughout camp. We've seen him make it the last couple weeks. We saw him make it last season. So I don't think there's any reason to overreact to that because it's just a quarterback missing throws, that's going to happen. But yeah, he was definitely a little bit frustrated with it.
For those quarterback or Drake May fans who want to see his athleticism be taken advantage of, I thought we saw a lot of designed runs today. And I know that's something that oddly has become a topic of conversation. Some say, hey, it's just not going to happen in this McDaniels offense as we know it. And others say you really need to take advantage of Drake May's athleticism. Well, we saw some opportunities for it today.
This is really the first time we've seen it. And there was a decent amount. And they were doing it with all the quarterbacks, too. Josh Dobbs is involved in that as well. So it was really kind of refreshing to see that because it's been a lot similar to what we've seen in other McDaniels offenses so far throughout camp here. It looks a lot of screen games, intermediate, short stuff. And part of that's just based on the calendar of where they're at in the training camp and offseason program. But, yeah, it's definitely a relief to see them start using the quarterback's legs because I think that's something that fans want to see Drake May do this year.
We continue to follow the battles in the wide receiver room. I think Pop Douglas continues to have a really steady, impressive camp for himself. Kyle Williams had a tough drop early in competitive drills
made
today.
Up for it, though.
But he made up for it on the other side of the end zone, closest to the fans. He had a nice snag. Otherwise, somebody who jumped out to me today that I really was not expecting is Javon Baker. Javon Baker is somebody who I think is at the bottom of the wide receiver depth chart as we see it today. And he had a couple of really nice plays and maybe the play of the day, one of the grabs of the day towards the very end of today's practice in competitive periods.
Yeah, and he does it when they're working on both fields, right? So they're all on one field. They're repping out the ones, twos, and threes. And it's all baseline right now. You don't really know where guys are necessarily in the depth chart. They're still figuring it out. But all eyes were on that one field when he made the play. And he hasn't had many opportunities like that in camp. So it definitely feels good for him. And it's kind of relieving to see just because you haven't really seen a whole lot of him. He had a couple drops earlier in the week, which were, kind of not great to see that, but yeah, you know, it's good to see him kind of getting his feet under him and making a play like that.
I think even though these were guys that were both just drafted last year, Javon Baker and Jalen Polk just have a lot of ground to make up
for sure
in a crowded wide receiver room. And when you talk to Mike Vrabel about this, he points out that, hey, on this 90/91 man roster, everybody has a very crowded receiver room. Everybody carries about a dozen receivers, but it's different when you have so much investment in these receivers, both from a draft perspective and guaranteed money to somebody like Matt Collins, who's on the PUP list still. Somebody who came off the PUP list seemingly was Austin Hooper, who is in today. So great to see a little more depth at tight end. And I'll just note there before we get into all of the injuries and one notable injury that came out in towards the end of practice today, Christian Barmore, who has raised some eyebrows because he's been working off to the side. primarily during team competitive drills. He was in there and he was disruptive today, and so that's great to see because I do think he's going to be a really big part of this pass rush, this defense, if he can stay healthy and on the field.
For sure. When he's been healthy, he's been a force to be reckoned with, and a lot of talk around this team was about the cornerbacks, and both of those guys are Carlton Davis was here today but working in the backfield. Christian Gonzalez out for the foreseeable future in training camp, but expect to be back by week one according to Jordan Schultz. But the defensive line as well, like, there's a lot of capital they have addressed there. That they, you know, this unit's supposed to be one of the top in the league, and if they are, Christian Barmore's going to play a big role in that. So it's good to see him back and disruptive. Because again, when he's on the floor, like when he's on the field, like you know how disruptive he can be.
Hoops term came out when he's on the floor. Yeah. So you mentioned Christian Gonzalez. So Christian Gonzalez, if you missed any of the news from yesterday, left practice on the second snap of competitive 11v11 drills. And seemingly suffered a hamstring injury. We saw it in some fan videos yesterday. Jordan Schultz says it's going to be out for a matter of weeks, it looks like.
Sometime, I think the verbiage was.
It's very vague. It's tough because between he and Carlton Davis, I wrote about this yesterday for WEEI.com, Carlton Davis, big signing, about $54 million that you gave him in the offseason as a free agent. And he suffered an injury of week 15 of last year. Has been very sporadic in his participation in the entire offseason leading up to training camp. So he was here today, but it's a big question mark with some of these cornerbacks just because they're not on the field so far.
And the only time we've seen him was really a walkthrough. So we really haven't seen anything from Carlton Davis. But all in all, and I think this might speak more to the day that Drake May had, for a secondary that's down their two top corners, they weren't bad today. They kind of impressed me a little bit. Marcus Jones specifically, I thought he was really good in coverage. So they really, in the 7-on-7 especially, like they were making Drake May hold on to the ball a little bit longer than I think anyone would have liked to see. So they did a good job, all things considered, in the secondary.
There were a couple of miscommunications that I caught on the offensive line in team drills. It's kind of hard in those moments when one guy is moving one way and everybody else is going the other, or two other guys are going the other, to determine exactly what the intention was there. So I don't want to singly blame anybody or single them out. I will say Jared Wilson continues to get some pretty high-level reps, and I think it's still a question mark about who's going to be in there at left guard, who's going to be in there at center. We have an alarming trend of a fumbled snap at just about every day for the last couple of practices. So today it was on Garrett Bradbury, and then unfortunately Garrett Bradbury left 11v11s late in practice with what looked like an injury and did not come back in and participate again.
And Morgan Moses also left, so a couple injuries piling up on the offensive line here, things you wouldn't want to see. And Jared Wilson, like you said, slided in for Bradbury, and Demontre Jacobs went in for Morgan Moses. So you wouldn't want to see those guys going down now, especially when there's such a young line. I mean, Morgan Moses has been, after practice, mentoring Will Campbell. He's done a good job with kind of mentoring those guys, and Bradbury as well. I mean, Jared Wilson's a rookie. So, you know, you'd like rather have a guy that's been there. As bad as he graded in PFF pro pass protection, you want him out there. It's not great to see. But, you know, Jared Wilson's been impressive. You know, all eyes are on Will Campbell, but he's been pretty good.
Yeah, Demontre Jacobs had been rotating through for Morgan Moses at some points last week. We asked him about that during a media avail, and he said he wasn't sure if that was just getting reps in case of injury, but it's going to be tough if there's something going on with Morgan Moses. So we'll keep you updated on that. Any final thoughts with what you saw today?
Yeah, I mean, just for the Austin Hooper, we talked about that coming back. I think that's interesting because we've seen Josh McDaniels go to a lot of that 12 personnel with the double tight end. So that's good to see. We didn't see a whole lot of him today on the field, but that's to be expected. He just got activated off the PUP. Is that even like official? I mean, he was on the practice field, so you'd imagine
it is. If he's practicing, I would assume so.
They haven't announced anything officially, at least to my knowledge. So it was good to see him back out there because I think that double tight end set in Josh McDaniels' offense could be some sort of fun.
Okay, well, continue following. We'll have updates after practice on this feed, Six Rings Football Things, every single day after training camp. We're also putting out some great videos. If you want to see if the voices match the faces, watch these videos. You can find them on Instagram and YouTube on all your WEEI channels. Thanks for listening, everybody.